Did you know that you could be a lucrative sponsor of Shagmardenoid Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast. Listeners can pay to get access to exclusive bonus content or even listen to the show without ads.
All you've got to do is head to shagmardenoid.com and follow the instructions or click on the link in the show blurb and sign up.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maradenoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, I am Christopher Ramsey. Thank you for pronouncing it correctly for the first time ever on this podcast. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm chipper. I'm in a good mood today.
Chipper.
I'm in a very good mood. Good. Some holidays are nearly done.
Oh, don't even bang on about it. These last sort of four episodes I saw, everyone's going to turn them on and think, is that the same episode? And it's not. It's just, we're still whinging about the same thing.
I don't get how we're meant to do it. And we have childcare. I don't understand how it's supposed to work.
So it's slightly unfair on the kids. Did we talk about that last week? How it's like, literally, they've got such a structure for the entire year. And then for 6 weeks, it's like, God, fuck off. Go on, be feral. Yeah. Run wild.
Don't have a bath before bed.
Yeah.
Robin hasn't read for 6 weeks.
Well, he read the other day. He's still all right.
Sorry, once. Yeah, can he still read?
Sort of, yeah. He's still all right. He knows what he's doing.
All right, good.
He knows the letters and that.
Good stuff.
He knows it goes from left to right and that. Better than you still. Still much better than you.
Do you know what happened?
What?
You know how obviously they have a different teacher in the next year above?
Yeah, yeah.
Robin hasn't done any reading and I was like, you need to do some reading, you know, because you're not your next teacher. And he was like, well, I don't really because they've never heard us read before.
Fantastic.
So they'll not know if I've got any worse.
He's dangerous, that kid.
Whoa.
He is dangerous. His logic is ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's clever. He's going to be an evil genius. Good stuff.
So I kind of said, you've got a point, son. Yeah. Don't bother.
Let's just fuck it off, eh? I tell you what, come on. Let's forget numbers. Come on, me and you. Let's forget numbers. Numbers are gone.
Isn't it hard trying to be strict when... like, we both kind of didn't give a shit at school.
Yes.
It's really hard to try and instill, like, education. Academia. Oh, that's a good word. Yeah. Academia in your kids.
I did give a bit of a shit. Thank you very much.
You're weirdly clever, though. You just couldn't be arsed. But yeah.
I just talked. I talked constantly. Mm-hmm. That's all I did. I just talked.
Still talking
non-stop.
Now, dickhead.
Yep, still talking now. Paying the bills with the talking. I know what you mean. I can't, like, push them to be like, get good grades. You need great grades. Because I was like, well, I didn't have... You know, I'm not going as far as doing the Jeremy Clarkson tweet here where he goes on about, you know, I'm on a yacht, don't worry about your A-levels that he does every year. You know, I'm not saying that to everyone. All I'm saying is, you're right, it is hard to go to your kid. You must do good grades when you're
large.
Do you remember I got shit once?
I got shit once on Instagram.
Yeah?
Because I did terrible in my GCSEs. Uh-huh. I left college after six months and I was about to do me like mock ES level. I just left.
Yeah, but you're an exception. You left because you got a job at the gadget shop. Who wouldn't
True.
Leave?
True. Full-time bitches.
Rosie? Who wouldn't
Full-time.
Leave?
Full-time. Eh?
What's that? Two little bits of metal I plug into a potato and it turns into a clock. Mm-hmm. Get me out of this.
Yeah.
What? Sumo suit?
Yeah.
Eh? Little boomerang that I throw and if I come straight back.
A boomerang.
Get me out.
Yeah. Oh, I was all over it, mate. £600 a month.
Do you know what I've just realised as
Too
well?
Too right. Living at home, £30 board a week. I was loaded.
Do you know what I've just realised as well? So excited talking about school and stuff.
Yeah.
We were doing a tidy out the other day.
Yes.
I found some of your old school books, your jotters.
Oh, yeah,
and I forgot about them and they're down on the floor there. And later on this episode, we're going to read Rosie's jotters.
Okay, so you forgot.
Rosie's
I thought you'd full on brought it.
Rosie's jotters.
No, you
Rosie's
had a jingle.
Jotters, did I?
It was better than that.
I can't remember
it was like.
What it was.
Jot, jot, jotters. Oh, you've let yourself down.
I can't remember what the jingle was, but there
Well, speaking of jingles, should we do our jingle?
No, because we need to pay the bills first. It is time for this week's.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here with us as we are here with you and for you. Sorry, I don't know where that came from. Awesome. It is episode 183. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Mm-hmm. This week's sponsor is Bolognese Viennetta. Oh.
Excuse me?
Oh, do you remember the 90s ice creamy cake goodness of Viennetta? Yeah, you do. We all love Viennetta. So introducing brand new Bolognese Viennetta. It's perfect for all the family. Everything you love about Viennetta, but with a brand new twist. Yeah, the layers of chocolate have now been... Look at Rosie's face. The layers of chocolate...
Don't look at Jamie's face, but I'm horrified. I don't know where you're going with this.
The layers of chocolate... Are you willing to say? The layers of chocolate have now been replaced with bolognese. The ice cream has been replaced with sheets of pasta. And the cream has been replaced with cheese sauce. And you can have it piping hot. It has to be served piping hot. Time for the slogan. Bolognese Viennetta. Stop saying it's lasagna. It's not lasagna. Bolognese Viennetta. Available
in good
stores.
There's something wrong with you. You're not... What the fuck? What was that? Is that because you've had lasagna for your lunch?
Yeah, I was eating it. I was like, it's like a Viennetta, but it's like bolognese. And
you're stupid. You're actually stupid. You are scraping the barrel.
I think you'll find that was great.
Bolognese Viennetta. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I think you'll find a lot of people caught on quicker than you. And you know, you're all welcome, because that was just classic Ramsay, I think. It was just classic.
Ooh, don't classic Ramsay yourself.
Listen,
that's
vile. Hey, I'm going to do this. You ready? Can you hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Well done. Pat yourself on the back. That made me feel a little bit sick. Not the Bolognese Viennetta, because weirdly, I got a bit hungry, right? When you said classic Ramsay there, that just reminded me of anybody who always say classic me. Oh, God, fuck off.
Yeah, classic me is bad. Well, you know, I'm doing that ironically.
I know, but you know when people talk about themselves and they're like, it's just classic me behaviour, and you're like, don't analyse yourself that much.
Should have seen me the other day. It was classic me, and it was all me. I'm class on a night out. Oh, Bolognese.
We know people who've said these things, and that's why
we do. Well, you do too, don't lie. Go on, play that jingle, man. Let's get fucking
stuck. Here's a jingle, come on.
This
Woo! Yep. Bolognese Viennetta. Just one Bolognese Viennetta. Give it to me.
Yeah.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle! Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Yes.
Not and annoyed.
Not Shagged, Married and Annoyed.
Shagged, Married and Annoyed.
Yeah, you are not watching this podcast, you are listening to this podcast.
Mm.
Still astounded at how many people say, I watch your podcast. Literally can't get my head around it. But hello. Hi. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for joining me. We're all good. Rosie, you good?
I'm great.
I've got a secret that I've been keeping from you for about 25 minutes.
Oh.
So we got everything ready for the podcast. This is an exclusive here.
Right.
Got everything ready for the podcast. I did all my sort of notes and stuff and prepared things. I did forget about the Rosie's jotter, which we'll dive into later on.
Mm-hmm.
So you were upstairs just fucking about trying on clothes and stuff for some TV thing you've got coming up.
Work.
Yeah, pathetic. Don't know who you think you are. I was downstairs. I had a little bit of time to kill, so I went on the VR that me and Robin have been playing on,
yep,
the Oculus Quest VR thing that we
hate
got.
It.
I am currently riding what I can only describe as one of the biggest whiteys of my life, because I stayed on the VR for approximately an hour on a zombie game. And I genuinely currently feel hungover, and I've been hiding it from you for the past sort of 20 minutes.
Are you for real?
Yeah, you know what we're talking before.
Is that what's the matter with you?
You know, I was getting quiet. You were talking before, and I was just like sitting quiet, and you were like, "Are you mad?" And I'm like, "No, I'm alright, I'm alright."
Oh god!
I'm literally riding a fucking motion sickness whitey.
Holy
from the
shit!
VR. I had a full lasagna, right? 3 bits of garlic
bolognese
bread.
Bolognese Viennetta.
Thank you for correcting this, Rosie.
And then
I went straight on the VR and time when I are. It's so intense. Time when I are. And honestly, you know when you were like, are you ready to do the podcast? I was like, 2 minutes. I had to go and stand outside, get some fresh air.
How long are you meant to be on it for?
Oh, like 20 minutes at the most and then stop, I
really?
Think. There's like safety precautions. I lost track of time and I was waiting for you and you never came down for us. I was on it for about an hour killing zombies. Oh.
You don't look great.
Yeah, I feel fucking terrible.
Are you for real?
I swear to God, I feel terrible.
What you watch? Genuinely, do you want to stop or do you want
to? No. I'm riding it. I'm riding it out. But I feel fucking awful. What are
you
going to be?
Have you got a sick bucket?
No. I'm fine. I've done gigs feeling worse.
I've done my makeup.
Wow. I've done gigs feeling worse. But yeah. Whew.
You are a moron.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I honestly hate stuff like this.
I was in the kitchen, pouring myself a drink of water, shaking, and I looked at myself in the little mirror that we've got on the splashback, and I was like, "You are such an excessive person.
You really
Chris.
Are.
It's
really
all or
are.
Nothing. It's like I don't know why I do it. I do not know why I do it. Full lasagna, wolf. Then
oh, so sorry. Right. I kind of zoned out a little bit. You had it straight after you just eaten.
Full lasagna, straight on the VR. Idiot. Absolute idiot.
Shine a light.
Honestly, I'm off me nut.
I hate that you've introduced that VR to Robin's life.
Yeah, he only has tiny little turns on it.
But he wants to go on it as soon as he wakes up.
Of course he does. Yeah.
He's just like you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry,
Bob. Do you know, yesterday he just kept going, VR, VR, VR,
yeah, he
VR,
just says it.
VR,
he looks at us and
VR,
just says it.
VR, VR. I was like, smack, smack, smack.
Oh, no.
Never smack my kids.
Get the Dyson out. Give him a smack with the Dyson.
No, only
it's one for the regular,
only the
it?
Backlash of the Dyson. But no, I tell you, man, I keep saying to Robin, I keep telling him about when I was younger.
Yeah.
Well, I used to get chased around the garden with a slipper, man.
I don't know if I ever got hit.
No,
I don't know if I
didn't.
No.
Well, there's only one here. How do you get that frustrated with one kid?
It's quite, I suppose.
No disrespect, probably a little bit easier than having two or three.
I might have got a smack on the bum now and then. Mm. I might have got a smack on the bum. It just feels so weird in this day and age.
Yeah.
The idea of going, I will hurt my kid. This is great. It's words not, don't work. I'm going to hit you. Oh, great. Fucking hell.
It's not good, is it?
It's bad, isn't it? Really bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I think it happened to everybody I know. Yeah. I don't think there was one person I knew growing up who didn't get smacked.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a big bad. It wasn't like a terrible smack. It was just kind of like, it was when we're older as well. I hit my mum once. Did I tell you that?
What?
I must have told you this.
This is all the
top
a bit.
At the top of the stairs.
Right.
I think I called her a cow. I must have been about 14 or 15, right?
Fucking the balls on 14-year-old you.
I think
come
I
on,
called
then.
Her a cow and she hit me, so I hit her back.
Good
in the face.
God.
Like, ah, oh, like something obvious. Then I was like, whack.
Like
whack.
A slap. Yeah. Oh, man.
You bitch. Horrible. Oh. Chris, it got really aggressive in our house. Me and Kate. We threw a hairdryer off Kate once.
Yeah, yeah. We've discussed the hairdryer.
I swung it round and we used to just sit opposite each other in the living room.
Uh-huh.
And when my mum and dad weren't looking, we'd just chuck the remote at each other.
What?
Just like full pelt. Just, there was no... Robin did it at Rafe the other day. Robin, for the first time ever, got really angry at Rafe.
Yeah.
And kind of like pushed him onto the sofa. And I was like, don't do that, your brother. But at the back of my head, I was like, I've done worse than that.
Yeah, when Rafe crawls all over Robin and hits him and stuff, and then when Robin does that to him, I feel like I'm always intervening. And you're like, it's siblings, it's what they do. And I'm like, well, I've never experienced that. I'd like my house to not turn into a fucking Fight Club every 20 minutes.
No, I know. Don't get me. I don't condone it at all, but it does happen.
It sounds like you do. I mean, it sounds like what you're putting out there is hit your kids, hit your sister, hit your mom, call your mom a cow at the top of the stairs. Top of the stairs, by the way, great place to have a fight.
On the little landing.
Dead clever, that.
I know, could have chucked us down the stairs.
Stupid.
Oof,
periods.
Shit. We used to leave upturned Lego outside of Kate's room.
Yeah.
You know, I told you that?
No. What, like Home Alone? So
we used to put a PE bag over the top and we'd wait for it to come out and we'd pull it off and she'd walk out. Man!
Did that ever work? Did you think you were being really clever pulling the PE bag out of the
way? Yeah, it was mint.
So she went to stand on it. She didn't stop
she
and go, why is there a PE
no,
bag
No, she
outside?
Stood on it. We pulled the PE bag away when she
I
put it
outside. I think misremembering this. Nah, it sounds very clunky. I think you're misremembering this.
I'm pretty sure Trevoring her.
Oh, God, no. Please, God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, well.
Hung up on you.
Well, fuck you, you bitch. Hope the Lego. Hope it hurt.
Oh, yeah, that's why. She still holds a grudge. Can you believe she still holds a grudge about the Lego? She wouldn't answer her phone to you.
So petty.
Believe me, it was such a good prank.
So petty.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you know I've bought three things during this whole podcast online?
You're online shopping while we're podcasting?
Maybe a little
bit. Oh, brilliant.
Bit.
So if they say it's shit, then we know why, because you're fucking buying stuff online. I've got motion sickness. And fucking
no, I'm just I'm
traumatized
just,
by the Walking Dead game, and you're buying. What are you buying? You
I'm
unprofessional.
Buying
piece of
shit? A bandeau jumpsuit.
A bandeau jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bandeau jumpsuit?
It's like tight around the breast,
right?
And then jumpsuity on the bottom. But it's one of them where you go, do I get a medium or do I get a large?
Oh my God, I'm so bored. This is awful. Stop.
Is it quite stretchy? Am I medium or am I large? I'm probably large. I don't know. Then I'm quite short.
Every man in there. Do you know what it is? Every single man in the world listening there. Notice when my wife asked me if she was medium or large, notice I kept my fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, that was clever.
That's a lesson to all of you. That don't answer. I didn't make eye contact. I was nearly sick. The stress of that question, I nearly vomited all over the place, and I'm halfway there anyway.
Listen, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go for large.
Oh, no one cares. Can we just do the podcast?
Right, sorry. Fucking hell. I'm sorry. Would you like? Have you got anything to say to me? Sorry. Have you got anything to say to me today?
Today
on the podcast.
What day is it? Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Is there any sort of special date or? Anything like that?
You, I've got it. You look like you're medium. Is that
day.
It?
Yes, day. I'll do that.
Obviously, happy birthday! Hey! It's Rosie's birthday today.
15 minutes in, and he remembers.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! It might not be 15 minutes because there was a load of bollocks that might get cut out. This might only be a couple of minutes in. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
It's time that we let everyone in on the little secret. Obviously, the big 4-0 today.
No, don't you, Dan. I'm not 40.
No, because we've said for years that you were the same age as me, but we know you got held back in school 4 years. It didn't even help, did it? You were still bottom. So the big 4-0.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big 4-0.
I'm not, I'm 36.
Big 4-0. Held back 4 years.
In genuinely.
Infants. Held back 4 years in infants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was very short. Knew I wouldn't cope. Yeah. I don't really like birthdays anyway.
You're not a fan, are you?
No, no. You have forced me to go out tonight.
Yes, a quote from this week from Rosie, after me and Rosie's friend Steph said, let's go out on Tuesday night just for a meal to celebrate your birthday. Rosie's exact words, ladies and gentlemen, I shit you not, were, will everyone stop trying to force me to go out for my birthday?
Yeah.
Woe is fucking you. Imagine that. I'm just so popular. Everyone just wants us to go out. Can I just live my life?
No, it's not even that. I just... Birthdays. Unless you're having a party. Because I love a party. I love a birthday
You're
party.
All or nothing with birthdays, aren't you?
Yeah. Either have a massive big do or I'm just going to have a normal night. Thank you very much.
Well,
glass
you
of wine.
Know. You might walk into the restaurant tonight and it might be a big surprise because it is your 40th. Might be a massive
if,
big surprise.
If you have done a surprise party, I don't think you have.
Right.
You haven't. You're not that organised.
Oh, God, no.
Right.
Oh, God, no. I'll tell you categorically now, it is not a surprise
party. Okay, because I've showed you my outfit and it's very casual.
But that's the joke. That's the point. I've told you this before.
No, I'd be fuming.
I've told you this before. If I ever take you to a surprise party, everyone would be done up and I will have said something like, Rosie, will you come and help me mate strip some wallpaper?
Great.
And we'll walk in and you'll be like, looking like a piece of shit in your wallpaper stripping clothes and everyone will go, way! And I'll go, ah! And I'll rip my wallpaper stripping clothes off and I'll have tuxedo underneath and you'll have to walk around looking like a bag of shit all night and that'll be the surprise. Be great.
Such a prick.
I'll flick emulsion. I'll get a big pot of emulsion. I'll be flicking white paint on you and that. Oh, be great.
If we ever do that, though, make sure I'm just dressed up. Nope. You like, just dress really nice.
Nope.
You're such a villain. Right. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for Rosie's Jotter. Rosie's Jotter. Jot, 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 jotter.
That was
Rosie's
the one. That was Rosie's Jotter. Jot, 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 jot,
jot. Now, I went through the stuff in the loft the other day. We're having a little clear out. We've got a skip. I love a skip. I've had a semi since it's been on the drive.
Yeah. It's very awkward when the kids are in.
So, yeah, well, you know, just live with it. You don't like skips as much as me. What's wrong with you? So this is year 6, Rosie Winter Jotter. So there's a pile of books in here, guys. There's a pile of books. I just found year 6 Rosie Winter Jotter. I sat and I opened it and I began to learn. I began to learn.
What subject is it?
Jotter. It's Jotter.
All right, so that was this. Was this just free for all, Jotter?
Honestly, I can't work out.
Because I was there and I don't even
Rosie,
remember.
It jumps from maths. All I can see here, it basically jumps from subject to subject. There's all kinds going on. It starts off with
the Jotter. It's a just
well,
free
it starts
for
off right. It starts off the first. You open the Jotter and you are immediately hit with knowledge. Right.
Right. Okay. Good.
We use water over and over again, and we are drinking the same water as the dinosaurs drank.
But that's interesting.
I don't know. It's made me think. I'll be honest with you. The sun heats
The I didn't even believe in dinosaurs at this stage.
Yeah, you didn't, yeah. The sun heats the cold air is crossed out, and water rises, and all of that's crossed out. It's crazy. It's like a mad person. It's like when they find someone's, like a serial killer's jotter, and they've like got photos, and they scratch the eyes out of people in that. And then it goes on down at the bottom. It says, the lakes, seas, and rivers, and the water rises, and vapor, which is called evaporation, and rises to the clouds, and comes down as rain, and repeats the process all over again.
Yeah. So, I used to get wrong for using and a lot.
Yeah. I can see. Mm-hmm. Africa, Asia, and South America use the same water for drinking, washing, and go to wee or poo. Poo spelt like the bear.
P-W-O-H?
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. And then to wee or poo's crossed out, and then you've just wrote, use it for a toilet. So you've corrected yourself from your potty language there.
So is that true?
I don't know. Untreated sewage often goes straight to the rivers where it evaporates. Some pollution is left behind.
Oh.
Very general. Some pollution. Excuse me, what are the levels of pollution in the river? Some. There's some pollution. Thank you for that in-depth analysis. We move on to a water poem.
Houston, I loved a poem. I absolutely loved a poem.
This is only page two of the Jotter, guys.
Oh, hey.
Water poem. Are you ready for this? Year 6, Rosie Jotter, water poem.
Right, year 6. How old am I? 10? 10, I was 10.
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Really neat handwriting, I have to say. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Better
Thank
than
you.
Mine now. Amazing.
All right, yeah, good.
Water poem. Mm. Silence, please. Silence. Water is blue. Water is blue. Water is woohoo. Thank you.
Is that it? Water is blue, water is blue, water is woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Like, don't know what the fuck is going on. And you've got even more about water.
Oh,
Lord, you are absolutely banging on about water. And then we're just going to... All I want to do... This, then it turns into maths. There's loads of maths.
Oh, don't bother with that.
Awful. Yeah, just absolute fucking mess. Then,
oh, the back, man. Well, that's then,
right, so you go from maths again, right? But then we get to this page here, which is titled Spice and Co. Spice Girls.
Right. Right.
Right, hold on. This seems to be some kind of cast list.
There's a backstory to this.
Right.
Who was that? I can't remember this. I'll tell you exactly who else was in it.
Right.
So this was in year 6, we did a fashion show and we were the Spice Girls.
Spice
it
was
me. And Co. So we must have changed the name. I think that's quite clever.
Yeah. So otherwise the Spice Girls people would have been on to you. This is copyright.
Away,
yeah.
It was me. It was Ashley Little.
Ashley Little was Jerry.
Right.
You've got Ashley equals Jerry hyphen Ginger Spice.
Okay. It was Ozzy.
Azine equals Mel C hyphen Sporty Spice.
Nice. Was it Natalie?
Nat equals Mel B hyphen Scary Spice.
Okay. What about, who else was in it? Was it Catherine?
Lulu.
Louise?
Lulu equals Emma hyphen Baby Spice.
Was Catherine not in it?
No.
She must have. She's too good. Oh, she was right. Irish dancing. Right. Who was that then? Who was left? I wasn't really listening.
Rosie
Who's left?
Equals Victoria hyphen Posh Spice.
Posh Spice?
I would not have put you down as Posh Spice. I'm already finding this unbelievable. I don't think I follow the narrative of this.
I was
Who
probably
do you think
not happy
you are?
With that.
Wannabe dance.
Oh.
We are Spice Girls and we will be selling, crossed out, singing.
Why would we put selling?
Crossed out, selling spicy clothes just to you. So free your mind and spend your money because we are funny. Take it or leave it.
Oh, that's clever. That's good. Is that not good?
Honestly, I'm going to fold the page over so that I don't miss any more of that. The ramblings of a mad woman.
That
Frightening.
Was,
Very
I
good.
I think you'll
though.
Find that's actually quite creative. That Jotter, you know? It's where the dreams began.
Very good.
As if I was posh.
I can't believe you were Posh Spice. That
I'd have
sense
been fuming
whatsoever.
About that.
Yeah.
I'd have been fuming.
In
Who
your,
was baby?
In Jotter as well.
Who was baby?
I think Lulu was baby by
Louise.
The looks of things.
Oh, she was blonde. She was pure blonde.
You were a bit blonde. Or were
no,
you
I was
dark
mousy head? Brown by then.
Right. But how can the smallest person on earth be Posh Spice? I don't understand.
I was quite slim.
Right, okay. Really?
Oh, God.
More from Rosie's Jotters and ridiculously shit school books next week.
Oh, no. You'll drop it like a hot potato.
Nah, that's really fun. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Don't want to do it. It's my birthday.
Well, you're going to have to. I had to do it on my birthday.
What, you birthday beef? Are you? Yeah. I don't remember that.
I think we're recording on my birthday and I think you had a right go at us. Oh, so, yeah. Although, it's your birthday, I'll let you go first.
Right, okay. On, my beef with you this week is you keep buying Robin Hubba Bubba.
You started that.
Right. One time I bought him Hubba Bubba, right? Yeah. And I was like, right, okay, it's out of his system. And he's had it. You keep buying him it all the time. Yeah. I swear to God, he asks for it at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, can I have the rest of my Hubba Bubba? And all I do is spend my day putting him off going on the VR and eating Hubba Bastard Bubba. Like,
Hubba Bastard Bubba is the official name for Hubba
you
Bubba.
Kicked off the other day. You were like, Robin, you're not getting your Hubba Bubba. Yeah. Stop it, blah, blah, blah. And then you were like, he keeps that. I was like, you keep buying it. Replenishing his stock. You're making him have a habit. What's the word?
Chewing habit.
No, you're feeding his habit or something. Right, when okay. People say, what is it called?
I don't know. I can't. Anyway. I can't make your arguments for you.
You stop giving him Hubba Bubba.
You started it. I would never give a child chewing gum. And then one day he came in with Hubba Bubba and I was like, fucking hell, is he having Hubba Bubba? He's only six and you're like, oh, he wanted it. And then now, you can't just go, oh, we've decided you can't have that anymore.
Yes, no, I can.
Mammy made a mistake and Mammy has to live with a mistake.
No,
right?
I can absolutely go.
Shut him up as
you're
well.
Not having that anymore.
Shut him up though.
Because he can't speak when he's gone.
Well, you can't
so
speak,
much,
but all you can hear the whole fucking house is...
Oh, it's minging.
The noise he makes.
Well, because he's not allowed to leave the room when he has it.
He's not allowed to leave the room, yeah. That's in the case rule. He jokes on it, yeah.
He's got to literally sit.
I'm starting to think you shouldn't have given it in the first place, love. Fucking hell. Now, my beef with you is...
Mm-hmm.
So, I wrote this down further up in my notes and I'd forgot about it until I saw it today and I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we were in Edinburgh...
We had a lovely time. We didn't fight once.
We had a lovely time. We had a lovely, lovely time. But at one point, I had to bite my tongue because I didn't want to argue with you. And I had to just write this down on my phone.
Right.
We had a lovely little morning, right? We stayed in the hotel. We had breakfast. Then we went for a lovely little walk in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a few little shops,
mm-hmm.
didn't we?
Yeah.
We ended up in a... We've got a little posh bit there. Went mm-hmm. to the posh... Went there, what was it? The Harvey Nichols?
Yeah, yeah.
Went up onto... There was a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
We got the last table on the balcony in the sunshine.
Had a lunch there.
A very rare... Edinburgh festival moment of sunshine mm-hmm. for me in my 10 year of going to Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lovely little load of little nibbles. We sat there, right? I had my little beer, you had your little wine. We're having a lovely little time. You got a mouthful of the food, the shared food mm-hmm. that we were having. You then sneezed. You'd forgot about this, hadn't you? You'd forgot about this. You thought I'd forgot. I wrote it straight down. You sneezed with a mouthful of food. Guys, I swear to God, the balcony had one. It had like a wall, and then above the wall, it had like a foot and a half high glass sort of glass partition thing. Rosie just your bits of the food went all over the food we were eating. It hit your wine glass. It hit the side of my glass. It hit the shopping bag you had on the chair.
Yeah.
It went on the wall, the menu, and it went up the side of the glass.
Yeah.
And I went fucking hell, love, and you went, oh, what's the matter with you? Because you were clear, you knew you were in the wrong, but you were like, shut up, man. And you like went on the defensive straight away. It was like something out of a fucking Ben Stiller film.
I didn't do it deliberately. You can't keep your mouth closed when you've got when you sneeze.
It came so quick. I build up. I know you hate how I build up a sneeze, but there's warning. You
no,
were
like, it came from nowhere.
I was picking bits of your sneezed food off the food that I was eating.
But listen, what can you do in that situation?
If I'd kept him,
I'd have choked.
Right, well, would have probably been worth it if I didn't have to pick your gremmy food off my food.
It was disgusting.
It's horrible. I had a chicken shawarma with your fucking hockle in it.
You still ate it, though.
Well, I had to, man. Starving.
I was a bit annoyed that we shared that, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to share, but you were like, let's just share.
Yeah, but...
You have a massive breakfast. I don't have that big a breakfast. I think I only had croissants. You had a massive breakfast, so then at lunch you're like, let's just share. And I'm like, I'm actually starving.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
You seem starving because you were spitting most of it back out, weren't you?
We're always off with our eating schedules sometimes.
Yeah, I always get told.
We're not very in sync.
I wonder if anyone else has that in their marriage where, like, sometimes I'll come in and you'll go, right, I'm going to make tea in a bit. And I'll go, I've just had a sandwich or whatever. And I'll get, like, bollocked. I get bollocked for eating.
No, because... No.
It's like, why did you do that? Why did you have a big lunch when you knew? I was like, oh, because I was fucking hungry. God almighty.
Yeah, but you are the kind of dickhead, right? That... So
most
people...
Gonna go, I know this is going somewhere great because it started with you're the kind of dickhead.
Yeah, most people can make a tea or dinner, right, for a family. And then if somebody's late or if they're not that hungry, they'll just eat it later on, heat it up.
Yeah.
You don't like things heated up.
No.
You've got...
It's got to be fresh out the pan.
So what the hell am I meant to do?
What do you mean?
I don't know why I care. I'm just going to make it. And then if you don't eat it right then, I don't know why I care so much. Why do I don't care. I don't fucking care about what you eat. I'm sick of making all your dinner. We've had talked about this before. Oh, I'm having a breakdown.
Ah, I can see. Yeah, that was like, that was a full conversation.
You're not
seeing
me for
that
dust.
Was, I was going to say, that was almost like you were going to stand up and take the headphones off and just leave forever. All right, man, we're only joking. Calm down. It's a comedy podcast. Fucking hell.
I'm all right. God.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for...
Ew, that is so disgusting. Disgusting.
Yes. X. Love the X. Just love them. They're Take great. It away.
I've got loads.
Get in.
People seem to be enjoying the X and people just seem to be sending me them all. This one is quite specific. That's what I'm liking, actually. So the X are kind of turning into a bit more specific to the people.
Yeah, so some of them can be like a general thing that you see someone do. Again, my favourite one still has to be a guy trying to pick up a ping pong ball.
Yeah, that is
and
failing.
So a general thing like that. So there must have been a holiday at centre parks or something. They've seen it happen and thought, isn't that unattractive? But then it turns into basically women, mainly women, whinging about specific things their husband does.
There is a man, there's a guy here about his girlfriend.
Brave man. Okay. Let's bring him on.
Right. Do you want to hear that one first, guy
just,
one?
Just slot him in wherever, she said.
Slag. Right. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I have an ick for you here, which potentially might be a bit specific, but I hope you can understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I once had a brief relationship with my local ice cream man. I don't know why that's funny.
I don't know why it's funny. But it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like it's going to be a sketch.
What's wrong with being an ice cream
man? It sounds like a Carolina Hearn sketch. It sounds like it's going to be a comedy thing.
Well, it's in brackets. It says, don't judge me. He was younger than he sounds.
Oh, God. I okay. just got so turned on when I heard this, the jingles, the bells, what's it called? The chimes.
Yeah.
Put the chimes on. I thought, oh, change me knickers. Put me good knickers on. He's coming around.
Oh, God.
Bringing his special sauce.
Mangy. Whilst the dalliance was lovely while it lasted, it had to end when I encountered this specific ick.
Right.
When the ice cream man pulls up your road playing his music, and no one comes out to buy one.
That's ridiculous. So yeah. I just go out with the ice cream man, just shagging the ice cream man. She thinks he's amazing. She's like, oh yeah, I get as many 99s as I want. What do you want? Like, I can get you them. Mm-hmm. So like, what do you want? Like, you want a zap lolly? I can sort you a zap lolly. He gives as many as he wants because I suck them off. And then one day he pulls up and no one comes out. Yeah. It's just like, this isn't the rock and roll lifestyle I thought it would be.
It says as well. To make it worse, he would often sit there for 5+ minutes playing his music to try to entice customers, mostly to no avail. I couldn't get past this, sadly, as the ick got the better of me. What a pity.
Fucking guy.
The poor man's losing his livelihood. She's turned off.
The guy's business is failing and she's drying up. Oh, customers are drying up. So's me vagina. What? Terry.
I wonder what she'd be like if he, do you know, if God. He got a position at a park
yeah.
on a busy day
yeah.
and it was dead busy, gushing, she'd probably mate. Be like, she'd be oh fucking my, look at this. It,
wouldn't she?
Look good. She'd be seeing her house.
Is? Do you know what she is? She's a fame whore. Eh? Mm. She's a, do you know what she is? She's a bloody gold digger. She's a money
yeah.
grabber.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
hey, Terry. Terry's chalk ices or whatever it was called. Terry, you're better off without her, mate.
Yeah.
You're better off without her. Oh God, look at him. Look at him outside. Look at, oh, no one's coming. Oh, so embarrassing. Look at Sharon. Look. Look out the window. There's no one coming. Look at him. Mm. Look at him. What a loser.
It's a bit sad.
Oh, God.
Doesn't even sell tabs.
Oh, the ice cream man who sold cigarettes is the lowest of the low, like.
They still probably do.
Nah, they don't. Not the ones we go to. No, they don't. That's
do you not
terrible.
Think?
Back in the day, I doubt the ice cream man still sells cigarettes.
I think,
come on.
I genuinely think the one Rami Nana's used to sell LSD. I'm not even joking. I'm not, Chris, I'm not even joking.
Oh,
you
God.
Know where my nana backed
yeah,
on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
LSD.
Mm.
Now, that's where Terry was going wrong. Get your tabs in, get your LSD in, the queue will be around the block.
Oh, yeah.
Ice creams are boring, mate. Drugs still, and cigarettes.
Still can't get over the house that we used to go to get cigarettes from when I was like 14.
Yeah.
Just some random's house, and I got 20 Lambert & Butler. Like, mm. just...
50 pence a tab.
Mmm.
No, just 20 pence a tab, wasn't it? It was 20
back,
pence
it was
a tab
20 pence when we were younger. Just so, imagine if that was your life.
Selling
just kids
selling
turn up at your door and you sell yeah. them cigarettes.
Selling
like,
cigarettes your
hell?
Mates have brought from duty free to children who knock on your door.
Crazy.
What a life. What a life.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got another one here.
Go on then.
I found out that my girlfriend uses Yahoo as a search engine.
Fucking mint. Yeah, yeah.
Instead of Google?
Yeah, Yahoo.
That's crazy.
Just throwing them a bit of business.
I can't comment on that too much because I've got a Yahoo email
You've
account.
You've got a Yahoo email address,
and
yeah.
I won't leave it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's really embarrassing when I have to tell people your email address for work. It's really embarrassing.
Why?
I CC you in and people are like, ugh, where's she from? The past.
I don't. Do you know what's happened with the Google ones, the Gmails and that? I've started too many and I can't remember the passwords.
Brilliant, yeah.
So now it's like... Oh, do you want to sign in? Well, this... Hang on. On this computer, you've used this.
Yeah.
So that's the only one you can use. But no, I don't remember the password to that. But is it this? No, it's not. I don't know what it is. Just, well, send it to that email, but I can't get it.
You are so unorganized in every facet of your life, yeah. including... The main thing you're amazingly organized with is like getting the kids ready and sorting stuff out with
Important
the kids. Yeah, perfect. But everything else, a fucking absolute free-for-all. Nightmare.
Yeah. Ick. Yeah, someone's just put in massive words. Ick. My new/maybe ex-partner just told me he drinks the UHT milk cartons at the drinks area in Morrison's whilst waiting for his breakfast because they are free.
The little...
Do you know the free milks you get?
The little tiny milks. The little cartons of milk. He stands and drinks them.
While he's waiting for his breakfast. Aren't
like
people so
like
weird?
Shots, like lighting like shots. Just, hey, come on, lads. Shots. Whack. That's fucking amazing.
So weird.
Because they're free.
Do they still do the free meat and that in Morrison's?
Free meat?
Do you remember when you used to go around, any other supermarket and there'd be like a tray of free stuff on the top? I went to Baker's the other day and they had a cut up sausage roll.
On the top?
It's buzzing.
Oh, wow.
Or was that a while ago because of COVID? They might not do it anymore.
No, they should. I know Costco do it. I don't know if they used to do it. I haven't been in Costco since that. But I was in a supermarket yesterday and the bakery section was like COVID had never happened. It was all open and fine. I distinctly remember because there was loads of little iced cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know them iced cupcakes that we like? There was a big tray of them iced cupcakes and a girl about 6 years old was having a conversation with her mum while leaning on them with her full hand.
Good, yeah.
And she left basically a handprint across six cupcakes.
Ooh.
And I remember thinking, yep, I'll not be getting one of them. and you know what? I went just to that section to try and buy one of them.
Oh.
But you basically... Plank.
So now you've got to remember that for every time, though, because that could happen all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Never really put me off, because I used to love the, the salad bar at Morrison's.
Yeah.
Oh, get me one of them any day.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think you were being healthy, wouldn't you? You'd be like, I'm dead healthy. I'm getting a salad from Morrison's.
Yeah.
Mostly pasta.
Yeah. I'm dead
mostly
healthy.
Mostly pasta and new potatoes with a really fatty dressing.
Pasta, and a boiled egg. New potatoes, and a pint of salad cream. Yeah.
But look, and I'd get like the fried onions and the croutons. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm just being really healthy today. Just and got
some,
this salad.
And some red onions so I know that I've ate it all day. Some red onions so that I burp at midnight in bed and I know I've had that salad.
There's no salad in it at all.
But yeah, the testers, Costco do them, great. Mm. And yeah, I remember...
you can go around Costco and have a full lunch.
Years ago, I think about testers, years ago, me and my mum went to, can you remember Safeway?
Loved Safeway. My mum used to be Prestos. It went from Prestos to Safeway.
To Tesco, I think.
Maybe, I don't know.
Possibly. I don't know. It might not have. Anyway, it was Safeway. Mm-hmm. And my mum's friend, Michelle, worked in Safeway. Mm-hmm. And we went in once to the one in proper Shields. This is a proper Shields reference here. The one Denmark in the back Center. Of the Denmark Centre. Yeah, it's now a bingo.
Yeah.
Went in there. And
I love South Shields so much.
My mum's mate was there. She was doing, can you remember Safeway Select Cola?
No.
So it was Safeway Select Cola.
Okay.
So much cheaper than Coca-Cola.
But a roller cola.
Yeah, but no, how dare you? It was Safeway Select Cola.
No, but didn't you just call cheaper cola roller cola?
If you were a piece of shit and you'd never had Safeway Select Cola, my God. Which was amazing.
We didn't get pop, Chris.
It was Safeway Select Cola, right?
Jesus.
Safeway Select Cola. Uh-huh. And she was there and she had there was a caffeine-free one, and there was a diet one, and there was a and she literally had the little, and she was like buzzing, she was selling it so much, she was like, honestly, it's like better than normal Coke, it's better. And like, I had a little drink, and my mum had a drink, and we're like, that's amazing. I'm not joking, right? On the spot, we literally panic bought like 6 2-litre bottles of Safeway Select Cola, because we're like, it's amazing. We went home, we like ran home, we're like, Dad, taste this, it's better than Coke. And my dad was like, oh yeah, it is. And we were just like, we were like buzzing about it. We were like, we almost worked for the Safeway Select Cola PR team for like 4 days.
That's ridiculous. Why have I never heard story? So
in the same Denmark Centre, there was a fruit shop that sold Pringles. And every single time I went to the fruit shop with my mum, I would eat grapes on the way around, right? And I would always ask for Pringles. Mm-hmm. I would always say, can I get Pringles? And she would say, no, they were too expensive. Mm-hmm. And then I had a deal on once, and it was 2-for-1 on the Pringles, right? And she gave in, and she let us get a blue tube, salt and vinegar, and a brown tube, barbecue. Mm-hmm. We went home, opened them. She saw how many Pringles were in a tube, because she was like, you'll not get hardly any in there. And she saw that they were stacked up, because she'd never seen a tube of Pringles before. Mm-hmm. We had a couple. She was like, they're amazing. Went back down that afternoon and got like 4 or 6 tubes again. Like, panic bought them because they were on sale. We loved a bit of that in our house.
Did you not have a Costco card then when we
no,
didn't?
No. Only posh people had Costco cards back in the day.
Yeah. My mate had a Makro. Never been to Makro. Oh. We've got Costco cards.
We've got Costco cards, yeah.
I will
never
out.
Forget the first time I went to Makro with my mate, and he got a bucket of Haribo cola bottles.
Yeah.
And I couldn't contain myself.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Oh. Strawberry, like a tub, of strawberry bonbons. Barrel. Like what I used to get from the shops.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. Honestly, I think the way my mum went on the Select Cola and the way she went on the Pringles, I think if we had a Makro card when I was a kid, I think I'd be dead now.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Death by confectionery and salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, what, the pretzels and that?
Oh, God.
Just American goodness. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public. Public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Do it. Don't wait. Hey.
What?
I was just going to say, do it. Don't wait. Don't hesitate.
I've started. You keep going. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Just been listening to episode 182 about James washing his leg in a public toilet, and it reminded me of a story from my student days.
Yes.
So glad. Honestly. We were on a night out at a big nightclub in London. Ooh, would not wonder which one. I never know.
Fucking millions
like,
of them.
I know, but you know when people are like, going to go on a night out in London, I'm like, where do you go?
Awful, yeah.
Got no idea.
Yeah, it's got to be a part of London.
Yeah, it's not London, is it?
There's no sadder attempted night out than people who aren't from London going to, like, northerners going, let's go for a night out in London. You go, where you going? They go, yeah, just like the middle. You go, right, okay, well, we're going to stand in Leicester Square. You've got the fucking cinema. Have a plan.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I've done it before.
Yeah,
I've
my mates have done it loads.
It's horrific.
London's amazing, but you've got to know where you're going.
Yeah. Same as New York.
Yes, yeah.
New York.
Driver, to the centre, please.
Which one? The centre.
Oh, God.
Did that in Dubai once. That was...
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Can we go to the old town? Yeah. There is no old town.
I did. I said to the driver, I said, can I go to the centre? And he just went, what? And I went, like, the middle of Dubai? And he went, no. There's no middle. I went, what do you mean? I went, where's everything happening? And he was like, there's loads of different places. It's mainly hotels.
Yeah.
Hotels and malls.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're on a big night. On a night out in a big nightclub in London, standing in the smoking area as a group.
Oh.
When one of my friends turned to me and was sick all down my bare legs.
Must have been on the VR.
She might have been on the VR.
No, there's a smoking area. VR wasn't out if there's a smoking area.
Oh, pissed.
But go on then.
Horrified, I asked if she'd had spaghetti bolognese for dinner.
Oh, for God's sake.
And rushed to the toilets to sort myself out. There must have been some spaghetti.
But sorry. So she, before rushing to the toilet, mortified, she literally asks what she's had like, for her tea first.
You had bolognese, babe?
I love that.
Right, okay.
Is this bolognese? Bye. I'm going to the toilet, wash it off. I just need to check it was definitely bolognese.
Right, so she got in the toilet to sort herself out. Ugh. However, this club had unisex toilets with a giant fountain sink in the middle. Think Mourning Myrtle in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Very good reference.
Mm-hmm. There was one of them in a nightclub in Blackpool called Flamingos. Used to be a big unisex place with one of them. I loved it. So I essentially had to get in the sink to wash her vomit off my legs.
Ugh.
Did you though? Did you have to get in the sink, I suppose?
One leg in the sink, but is it, if it's really high...
I mean, I don't blame her. Who wants vomit on the legs? Not me. Minging. Just before I could worry that I might look like a weirdo, my friend burst into the loo needing to be sick again.
Oh,
upon seeing that all the stalls were taken,
no.
She was sick and the only thing she could think of...
Oh my gosh, she's a fucking menace.
Do you want to guess what she's sick in?
The sink, I imagine.
Okay, is that what you're going with?
Oh, it's not that.
It might be.
Well, I imagine it was the sink that she's in. She throws up in.
Okay. Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
My friend was sick into the only thing she could think of. The Dyson hand dryer.
No, fuck off the air blade. Oh, no.
The issue was, this was...
We all know what the issue was.
The weight of her vomit set the hand dryer off and it proceeded to shoot out the sides all over a man standing next to it. All in all, an awful night. That's gonna
You want spaghetti bolognese, love?
Oh, bless her though. Bless her.
Awful.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie, Chris, Robin, and Rafe.
You don't listen, but thank you.
Hope you're all well and enjoying the sunshine.
It's a bit cloudy day, but
it has been nice though. This, dare I say, has been the best summer we've ever had.
Yeah. Sponsored by Global Warming. Carry on.
Mm.
So, Rosie, they'll keep getting better. Until we can't stand them. Okay.
Oh, don't. Because I don't understand fully, but I kind of know it's bad. But anyway. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Please keep me anonymous as I am a teacher.
Okay. Always good from teachers. Thank
Always
you.
Bear that in mind during this whole email.
Strap in.
Your kids.
Good.
I've been meaning to write in, but never quite got round to putting fingers to keyboard until listening to a recent episode with the girl in her cummy pyjamas. Love this podcast.
Fingers to keyboard, irritating phrase. Don't say that again, but carry on.
Why?
I finally got round to putting fingers to keyboard.
Oh, I don't mind it.
No, I don't like it at all. Makes us feel ill. Oh. And I already felt ill.
How do you feel now?
Still a bit sick.
Good.
Really hanging on us. I might have to go for a little walk.
Okay, good. This sparked a memory from my time at university and my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Standards were a bit lower then, and as a tool for tidying up after drunken sex, my boyfriend used a pillow off his bed.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. This pillow, nor the pillowcase, ever got washed and was used throughout the 2 years we were together during university.
Oh, God.
I think I blocked out the worst of it, but all his housemates knew about the pillow and occasionally commented on it. And yet, that didn't seem to inspire either of us to wash said pillow.
Oh, you dirty bastards.
I have no idea what happened to it when he finished university and moved out of the house. We are no longer together, and I never really asked him about it. It's possible that on a scale of disgusting, this didn't rate too bad, as the whole house was pretty gross.
Oh.
He once told me that they called the landlord about smelling gas and were worried about a gas leak, only to realise that it was a fish that someone had left in the living room behind the couch, I think, that had gone off.
Why is there a fish in the living room?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Honestly, I sometimes feel like students, when someone becomes a student, I feel like they deliberately start pretending they're skint. I know they are skint, but I feel like they deliberately put on the I'm a scruffy student persona. I feel like they adopt it and they go, oh, well, I'm a scruffy student, so my house needs to be a piece of shit now.
Do you think?
I feel like they deliberately put it on. I went to so many student halls and student houses when I was younger because I stayed at home because I'm a winner. And
And your mark tidies your room.
Yeah, but it was always just, oh, well, yeah, I'm a student. And it was like, my mate's fucking... The bin in my mate's kitchen in Edinburgh, when he was at Edinburgh Uni, it was just this massive bin liner in the corner, just a bin liner. And it was just like fucking buckaroo. And if you would just pile stuff on it and on it and on it. And then if the thing you put on made the whole bin collapse over, you had to take it out. Yeah. Oh.
But was it just lads? What was good? My mate Steph went to uni, but she stayed in a house with girls and boys. And her room was lush.
Yeah.
The kitchen was a bit rank, I'm not going to lie.
Whoa.
The communal area. Looking back, it was mint at the time, but really fucking sad.
Yeah.
Just really horrible. Near curtains, big light on, leather sofas. Oh, just like dead little leather.
White
there was
clean,
like,
the white
there was like eight of them lived there, but there was like a two-seater sofa and a chair.
Yeah,
a bit grim. But at the time, you know, at the time it was mint because I didn't go to uni, but I kind of lived vicariously through everyone else
friends.
Who went to uni.
I did that with various friends.
My boyfriend at the time went to Leeds Uni.
Yeah.
I told you I had a fake card, didn't I? To get into the clubs.
The student union. You are, honestly.
Like, I'm a student. Ask us anything you want about sociology. That's what I'm studying.
I'm a student. Here's me jotter. Do you want to know about water? Do you want to know what water does? Because, like, did you know? Look, don't look at the ID too long, because right? It's fake. But did you know that we are drinking the same water as the dinosaurs?
Listen, Mr. Bouncer, don't look at my bank account, though, because I actually got a full-time job and I'm fucking minted.
Don't think you realise I work at the gadget shop.
Yeah,
Mr. Bouncer, don't look. Yeah, he has a teaspoon. He has 10 grand of gadget shop money. Go on have a shit.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, question for Chris.
Yeah?
Do you notice out the corner of your eye when standing at a urinal the different techniques blokes have for shaking the willies dry? It's a very specific question.
No, but I'm quite thorough and I always think, do people think that I'm trying to have a little sneaky wank? I have a good shake, mate, to get it all off because there's nothing worse than hoeing your chap back in your pants and getting a little wet patch on you.
Oh, yeah. When a bloke really sometimes comes to bed and they'll be in the toilet and there's just little wet patches of piss on the boxers and you're like, oh,
and you're
God.
Saying a bloke, but you mean me, don't you? You mean
I mean a lot of blokes who have shagged.
I don't know why that was so funny. It was just because it was like you were, it sounded like you were trying to say it really delicately and then you just shouted shagged it at the microphone. Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Great work. I know what you mean. So I notice sometimes when people don't, you know, when sometimes people don't have a really, really good thorough shake, but you notice when someone shakes too much. You notice when someone does it in a kind of way where you think, steady on, fella, that could be hitting me there.
Well, this is what it says here. I'm pretty sure my technique is fairly reserved, but the other day, I swear there was a bloke trying to rip his own dick off. And even though I was staring straight forward, it was in my peripheral vision and made me pretty uncomfortable.
Well, that's the thing. Thoughts. So some blokes, literally, they'll like hold the base of the knob and go like, and you just think, mate, you are shaking like piss all over your thighs and stomach like your t-shirt and everything. You know what I mean? They're going like,
right.
But you know, a little sort of reserved kind of, almost like a end of a toothpaste tube, just a little blip, blip, and then you're done. Just
why does this
push.
Make us feel ill?
Well, because you're sexist. Because you're sexist. And you go, so what? A man can't talk about how he's... actually can't. Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Well, no. I mean, I've sometimes, if there's not any toilet roll, you do have to just kind of shake your vagina a little bit to just... It's the worst thing in the world when there's no... When you can't wipe down anything, you've just got to have wet kegs for the rest of the day. Just wet kegs.
Wet kegs.
I know. It's awful, isn't it?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I've started taking tissue paper out in my bag.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Took us 36 years.
Well done, you. 40. Well
Stop.
Done, you.
I'm not 40.
Happy 40th.
Oh, it says, Rosie, if you would like a question too, I would actually, because it's my birthday, I feel a little bit left out.
Great.
What's your favourite crisps? Used to be prawn cocktail.
Oh, you're answering this. This is...
Yeah.
Okay, this is tragic. Go on then.
It used to be prawn cocktail / barbecue / salt and vinegar Walkers. But have you had Co-op's own brand salt and vinegar Chardonnay, like salt and Chardonnay vinegar crisps, I think?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Oh my God.
Yeah, big shout out to that. Like, yeah. All right, man.
Oh, they're so good. So good.
Some wet kegs indeed.
I still like hula hoops, beefy hula hoops as well. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Chris and Rosie, I was listening to episode 180.
Hey!
Where a listener found knickers in a kettle.
Yes.
Which made me want to email in about my recent hotel stay in Brighton. I was heading down for Brighton Pride. Me and my friend went to check in, which took a while, but finally we got to our room. Mm-hmm. On the way, we began to slate the hotel, but laughing about it as it was very cheap.
Right.
On arrival to the room, we noticed that each room had a working doorbell, a feature I've never seen before, but wasn't sure if I liked it or not.
Right.
On walking into our room, we were greeted by not one, but two pigeons on our wardrobe.
I did not see that coming. I did not see... He threw me off with the doorbells. With the doorbell,
yeah.
Completely. I mean, you don't need a doorbell in a hotel room, especially if it's a cheap room. It's not... We're not talking about a split-level suite here where you go, oh, I might not hear someone knocking on the door.
Yeah, you just need a knock. You just need a little doorbell, don't you?
That doorbell's going to wake up the rooms next to you as well. Was that our doorbell? Fucking
hell. That happens a lot when you hear the door in a hotel. You're like, is that me? Is the next door? Yeah. And then you check and someone's next door. And it's
God almighty.
We were in shock. Luckily, we managed to get them out. When we called the front desk, they replied with, well, that's Brighton for you.
That's ridiculous. Don't blame the area. As someone who stayed in loads of hotels in Brighton, never been a pigeon in my room.
No.
Ever.
Sadly not.
Ever. And wouldn't it be a seagull if it was Brighton?
Yeah, this is... So keep listening. I couldn't believe it, but she kept going on saying, do you know that the pigeons are fighting for their lives out there against the seagulls?
There's a war going on between the pigeons and the seagulls. Don't get caught in the crossfire, whatever you do.
Keep your chips in your bag.
Eat all chips indoors. Keep your windows closed. Oh, my Don't look up, you'll get it in your eye.
My mum was telling us an older lady was attacked in Shields by a seagull not long ago.
Right, that's Shields for you.
I know. Or was it a pigeon? Don't know. Right. One of them. They're both as bad as each other.
Right. Is that the beginning and the end of the story?
Yes.
Your mum just
said
that.
Quite aggressively attacked. Like, honestly, like, cut her head open.
Jesus.
Yeah. They're starving, mate.
Jeez. What? Yeah, but they're not eating humans.
They've probably gone to get something and she's bottled them out the way. And
I think she had one of them, like a fruit hat on. A hat with, like, false fruit. I don't know. She was going to the races.
Maybe. Maybe she had a sausage roll in her head, I don't know.
Oh, sausage roll hat. Well, Primark's doing Greg's clothes now. She might have had a sausage roll cap on or something.
Oh my God, what if they've seen it and just thought that?
That's it, yeah, you never know.
Do you know my granda used to have one of them caps with bird shit on?
Why?
Saying something about, it said fucking seagulls and it had bird shit on. Fake bird shit.
A cap with fake bird shit on that said fucking seagulls.
Yeah. That's horrendous.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And he bought that. He'll have been in a shop somewhere like Brighton and he'll have saw it and he'll have went, hey, Derek, look at that. Yeah. Fucking seagulls in it. Look, no, it's fake, mate.
From what I remember, he had it on quite a lot. I do remember it quite a lot. Might not be in the F word.
Bloody seagulls.
Might have been bloody seagulls because I don't think the F word was about then, but I.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was hilarious. I don't think my mum did.
Oh, going and there you go. Okay, and you go to your parents there, leaving school. Have a good day. See you tomorrow, Rosie. We're just in the yard here. Which parents here to pick you up? Mm-hmm. Me granda. Which one's your granda? He's the one in the fake bird shit. Oh yes, there he is in the fake bird shit. There you go. Go on, Rosie. You go and see your granda there.
Nowadays, they wouldn't let you leave. They'd not let you leave with him. Remember? Be like, what's the word, sir? It's a special word. This is completely nothing to do with the story. The story's ended anyway. They got the birds out and the woman was like, you shouldn't have left the windows open.
Brilliant. They'd only just checked in.
Yeah, I know.
Cheeky
cow. So, not very good. I'm sure I must have talked about this, but just thinking about like what your parents and grandparents used to wear. Did I tell you that my dad bought our school jumper in his size? I must have told you this.
Have you? I think you may have mentioned
I must have
this.
Mentioned it, but it just... I was so traumatised by that.
How did they do it in his size?
Well, because they must have been like, grown-ups, mums and dads can buy a St. Bede's jumper. And he used to wear it all the time. And I'd be like, can you stop wearing me school jumper to pick us up from the pictures? It's killing us.
Oh, outside of school as well.
Oh, well, why would he? Great. We didn't go to the school.
Great.
You see, and then when it got like a bit shit, he'd do garden. And on the front street, I'd be like, oh, mom, he's wearing the school
That
jumper.
Was a front street as well, King George Road. That is the main thoroughfare into Shields. That's amazing.
Hey, honestly. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was listening to episode 181 with the anus tangerine bet.
Jesus.
It reminded me of my last night with our group of friends. Now, when I hear stories like this, uh-huh. it just always makes us feel better about the friends that I keep.
Right. Why was it the last night? Am I gonna find out why it was the last night with a group of friends?
No, it was just the last time that they went out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, like the last night ever. Like no, they all left or they all died or something.
No.
Okay.
Just, I like to know that people have similar conversations as to what we do.
Okay.
Okay. My husband and I had been out with three other couples when the question arose in the pub of whether or not we'd eat a teaspoon of our own shit for £250,000.
A teaspoon?
A teaspoon.
Fuck yeah.
But, oh, right, okay. Not sure how it came up, but my answer was no. No way. I don't think there is enough money that could convince me, but it would be millions before I'd consider it.
Wow,
right?
Oh, your own Jesus. Shit. Yeah, oh, yeah, you're yeah. not. Yeah. It is.
Right, okay.
Back in you go. Cha-ching.
Most of the others said they would. My husband, however, seemed to think it was a negotiation and went all the way down to 10 grand. He couldn't understand why everyone was horrified. I tried to get him to grasp that he didn't need to make an offer. It was a simple yes or no question. And then see, because there's more. I don't know what's worse, that he'd do it for so cheap, but he won't eat pasta. In brackets, it says he doesn't like it. Or, and this has just got another thing, grievance here. Or that they deny us another 240 grand quid to show off. So my question to you both is, would you eat a teaspoon of your own shit for 250 grand?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
We're going to start a whip round to get 10 grand for him to do it as well.
Would you do it for 10 grand?
No.
10?
Nah.
It's only a teaspoon and it's your own and you can eat just have loads of drink after.
No.
Oh, it is kind of gross thinking about it, isn't it?
I feel worse thinking about it because I feel a bit...
Oh, you feel a bit sick.
I still feel a bit sick.
Please keep me anonymous. My husband will know it's him anyway, as I can't imagine anyone else would eat their own shit for so little.
It's still a lot of money,
but
like.
Also, do you not love that other people talk about random
yeah,
stuff
I'm
like
so
we do?
Yeah, I'm so happy that people do that. And I'm so happy that people do that.
We've had conversations where you would think somebody had the money on them. I'm like, no, nah, honestly, 5 million. 5 million. Oh, here you are.
I want Alan Sugar to walk in. You said it. There's a teaspoon. There's a suitcase of cash.
You meet with Elon Musk. He's always going to front it up.
That's the thing. That's what if I was Elon Musk or if I was Jeff Bezos or something, I would just sit and get drunk and just say stuff like that to my mates.
Yeah.
I'd literally be like, piss in your own mouth. Piss in your own mouth. 10 grand. 20 grand. 30 grand. 40 grand. We have 40 grand, everyone. Get the plastic sheeting down.
That's how you breed.
Yeah.
Sociopaths.
Get the plastic sheeting down. Carl Hutchinson's going to piss in his own mouth. He wouldn't have to work. I would just come up with different words. If I was Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, I would just go, he'd be worth a fortune. He'd be ill.
Your mates would be like, right, it's the 24th, I'm due a pay. Let's get Ramsey on the blower. Let's organise a night that is. What we're going to do this week? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I don't know, but I'm shaving my pubes in case.
Bring them with you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Ta very much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Sorry, that was extremely informal and unprofessional. What Rosie meant to say was thank you. Thank you for
listening.
Cheers. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back in the years next week, guys. If you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send your icks, your stories and all that stuff. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Stop. Chris. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Stop.
See, I can do that singing as well. Piece of piss.
Horrible. Hate you.
Everybody hear me through.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.